care.
Yeah.
Well, my name is
Thank you, Sarah.
Well, I'm gonna do it a word. Well,
yes, he does. I don't know what I said.
Hey, a rumination. Take us out.
Yay. How you doing? Well, so this is my first day at work. And I am steel wire. I mean, dude, I'm 10 man without the oil can. You know what I'm saying? Oh, gosh. You're like back, like shoulders and. Oh, and my heels feel stabbed. Fuck it. We gonna do the rumination. So, yeah, earlier today, before I went to work and everything, tuned in to Hammer Hand channel, big up. And, you know, we got this mask on feminist talking that same old shit about why, the same old, what is it? You fear commitment smear. Man, I love that shit. Never mind the fact for the last at least 60 years, you've been the head of the household. Head of the household? And you ain't given enough head in the household. First off, I don't know where the lady's been through a lot. I don't even know if the bitch married. But I will say this shit. You know? You and your sisters, if not you, but your sisters have done this, took it over for the past 60 years. All right. And, you know, the same old thing that we heard in the first, say 40, absent father that, absent father this, absent father, how does it feel choosing your career over your children? You know? I don't know. Maybe we should make the term absent mother be, you know, make that shit go viral. How about that? How about that? I mean, you got no excuse now. In those 60 years, and this is, I don't care if it's Maria, Keisha, Karen, Mailing, Becky, Victoria. I don't give but fuck what you think, bitch, cause my name is Psychosoap. Psychosoap. You know I'm gonna do what I want. That. What did I say? I don't know. No, but really, man. Shit. What else? So, that's all I know, man. Fuck all that. Fuck all that shit right there. What's the other thing that bitch say? Yeah, I remember her saying something about that females are earning more money. Okay. Let's entertain that. Let's go ahead and entertain that. Y'all have graduated college, you know, in growing fast numbers. Yes. But you also brought down the value of it. And I'd like to say, like, at least 75%. Somebody bring up the stats and the numbers for that. Now, I don't have that to back that up. But let me tell you this. We're just going to base it on your word of mouth, lady, that this is true. All right. Well, what you decided to do was take a man's position and think that you could have your cake and eat it too by being in some type of a feminine energy? Really? We'll use your language for fun. Doing that, you weren't ready for what is called consequences. You know what you know what bothers me though about today's woman is I have yet to see a based red pill, let alone the blue pill simps that don't get it. I'm talking about the fellas that really get it. Some of those that are in my audience. You know I got the most intelligent audience, right?
Right.
Okay. How in the fuck?
You know what I'm saying?
How in the fuck do you think that it's okay to put your career over your children or be childless and go into your career and, you know, put your dating woes out, your dating strikeouts, but yet you want to move that accountability blind spot over to the male side and let them take it? No, 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 no. The institutions made that choice. You within that institution, you know, made the choice as well. There's no more men out here. You know, you guys remember the term absent father? Heard it a lot in the 90s, you know. Heard it quite a bit in the 2000s too. Started dying down a little bit. Well, now that you're graduating, you know, post-secondary, higher learning college educations and getting into these middle management MBA jobs, right? Most of you whine when you even get into the C-suite. Some of you are scared to even take the CEO position. Have y'all seen that one too? And when you do, you end up doing some of the most stupidest shit, or you end up doing what all other corrupt men do. That Kenneth Lay type Enron shit, you know, that Goldman Sachs type shit. Or how about this one? That Theranos type shit, that Elizabeth Holmes type shit. You know? And then you start emulating. See, you're the master of the mimic. You know? You over here shadow boxing with this imaginary male you got problems with. And you wonder why we don't want to date you. Because you can't understand normal thinking. All right? Don't fuck with the soap, man. I haven't been in on y'all asses in a while. Figuratively, please. Figuratively. Yeah. I mean, some of y'all are just goofy goat. Gross. Just gross. I could see you walking here in a dress and you using language like a man does. That's a turnoff now. Like, ugh. You know, especially for hetero men like myself. Now, the ones that do go for that, they're kind of suspect. Kind of suspect. Kind of remind you of that bodybuilder cat. You know what I'm saying? Knowing he's with a transgender and afraid to say he's hot. Gay. Yeah. I mean, back to what I was going to, because I like to just, you know, skip around, jump around. I've yet to see a red-pilled man. Well, fuck it, I'll do it. Arrogance. It's no longer a male trait anymore. It's the key trait. And all of you in Western civilization, the Five Eyes, or developed nations, even in the Far East or whatever, you're arrogant. You know? Turn that ego down a tad. You know? Try to, you know, take a walk in our world for a while. Cut the bullshit. Y'all ain't even a fourth as nice as you were back in shit, the early 2010s. And it's went way downhill since then. And yes, before, you know, I've had a wide field to watch this shit. I'm damn near 50. You know? This arrogance. You know, you're no different than that con man that makes it to the C-suite and takes the company into a freaking nosedive for the mountains, right? So yeah, man, just some random stupid rumination shit on my mind, bro. And I thought I'd show y'all that. I mean, this is, you know, I'm trying this out with new equipment. Thank you, fellas. Thank all of you that were with me in those past few weeks and whatnot, you know. And we're going to come out here with some more of these here buckets. I just thought I'd just lay this down for you, man. We are out. No bells, no nothing. Fuck it.